What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills Bonds retail order period begins on Monday. First off, what are these bonds?
The Bills Bonds are what are called municipal bonds, meaning that they are tax-free. The earnings on those bonds are tax-free to people that buy those bonds. So they're an enticement for people to support municipal-type projects, whether they be roads or bridges or a stadium in this case. So in this particular case, the Erie County has to raise some cash in order to meet their obligations for the stadium. I believe it's about $125 million they're trying to raise. And so what they do is they issue bonds that will pay a rate of interest over the next 20 or 30 years to whoever buys those bonds. And those and that interest will be New York State tax-free if you're a New York State resident that buys that bond, and federally tax-free when you do your taxes.
Now, for those interested, how do they get involved?
There is a website that they can go to, and I don't have it offhand, but they can Google it, Bills Bonds. It'll take them right to the website, and there's a couple custodians or brokerage houses that are handling these bonds, so they'll have to call that brokerage house. It's on the website. I believe one is TD Ameritrade. They can call. They can. They'd have to set up an account, a brokerage account, and place money there, and then buy the bonds through that broker.
Now, these bonds, how much do you need, and could they be worth the price?
Generally, municipal bonds are a pretty good deal for people. They have a very low rate of default, and they'll pay in today's market maybe 4.5%, 5%, but that's tax-free. So the equivalent of that, depending on what your tax rate is, what you're paying in taxes, it could be worth more than that. Because if you buy other types of bonds, corporate bonds, you have to pay income tax and state tax on that earnings. So they're generally a good deal, and especially a very good deal for people in higher tax brackets, higher earners. They typically buy municipal bonds. And in this case, people like it, especially in Erie County, because they feel like they're helping support the Bills and the stadium and the community. So they'll be a decent deal for people looking to get a fairly safe interest rate over a long period of time, and a tax-free interest rate, if I haven't emphasized that enough.
Is it too late for most people to get involved?
Well, it's not too late. It might be too late as far as if they are able to set up a brokerage account quick enough and buy the issue, the initial issue. But at some point through their regular broker, if they have a regular brokerage at Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard, something like that, they could buy these bonds potentially on the secondary market. So after they're issued, different investors may want to sell them at different times for different reasons, and you could maybe buy the Bills bonds then in what's called the secondary market, and that will be subject to whatever interest rates are at the time. So it's not impossible to get these now. You could always get them later over the life of the bond. So don't panic if you want to buy them now and you don't want to go through the hassle of setting up a new brokerage account. You can eventually buy them in the secondary market. I mean, it may not be that easy because there's 125 million of these. It'll depend on if people want to sell them at any particular time and at the time you want to buy them. The one other thing I would look at if you're buying them, there's in these bonds, there's generally what's called the call provision, meaning that Erie County can pay off these bonds if interest rates go down. So that's just something for the investor to be aware of, is that there is a potential. They might think they're getting, well, they will be getting a good interest rate for a period of time, but if interest rates get real low, Erie County could refinance those bonds and pay off your bond, and then you're left with money that you need to reinvest. But I think most people in the area buying these bonds really just want to get involved with the project and do it in a safe manner and earn some money if they have a little extra that they want to invest.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.